FM Interview Quickie.
Herzlich willkommen beim Kandidatinnen-Interview zum Nationalen Vorstand. Der Michael Greger führt durchs Interview.
Hello everyone, I'd like to welcome you to the interview, this time in English, because our interview guest asked us to talk in English so more people can understand it, even our friends from the French-speaking part of Switzerland. So I welcome Alexis Roussel as our guest.
Hello.
And just start with my first questions. Who are you? How old? Where are you coming from? Could you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm living right now in Geneva, Canton Geneva, and in a small village called Vesna. I'm 34 years old. I have two small children and a lovely wife. I was born, so I'm Swiss in the sense that I have been in all the different places of Switzerland which are possible. So I was born in Canton Bern in Thun. I'm originating from Appenzell. I have no link with Appenzell, but it's just on the passport. Then I spent a lot of time in the Fifth Swiss, outside of Switzerland, in Holland, more precisely, and also in France, in Belgium. And then I came back to Switzerland in Geneva, where I started working.
Yeah, very interesting biography. But how did you get pirate? What was the first moment you encountered the pirate party? How did you get to it, and can you tell us something about that?
So yeah, first, I always had interest in the information society. From I had the chance to have computers and internet very young, so even though I'm 34, I had a computer since I'm 5 years old, not mine but at home. And I remember I had internet very very early. My father was an engineer, and he was showing me his browser very proudly, saying that you'll see one day there will be pictures on internet. And I found it very cool because he was showing me all the hyperlinks on this. So I was very soon involved in this. And then when I did my studies, I did law study, I was quickly attracted by the link between law and computers and law and the impact of IT in law, more this side actually. So I started working and at the same time studying in the United Nations, where I was working in a tribunal to help setting up a database for all the translator and lawyers there so that they could organize their work and to make a more efficient tribunal. So that was during my studies. And then at the end of my studies, I joined a very specific master's, which was information society master and law, let's say. So from there, I was hearing about the different opinions on the web, and I was seeing that a lot of the states were trying to back off, to hold on to the traditional ways and not to go into completely into the new information society, which was bringing so much opportunities. So that was before the pirate party existed. At this time, I was already acting and thinking like a pirate. So when I saw the first time in Sweden that the pirate party was created, I was really interested into it. I looked if something was happening elsewhere. It was only in Sweden at that time. So I left it there. I was rather focusing on my studying and my work. And then I continued my work in the UN, left the UN, went into the private sector. And then I started to get interested more into politics again, because I discovered, again, coming back to Switzerland 10 years ago, I discovered the Swiss politics. I was a bit disgusted by the politics in other countries. And I had my view on the Swiss politics from outside, which is totally different than what you can have in Switzerland. And finally, I quite liked the approach here. And so I started to get, again, interested into politics, into being active. And I had to choose some orientation. So on the previous election, I did the smart vote, and I had a mixture of things in my top 10. Not very interesting. There was some socialist party. There was some green. There was some radicals. There was a mixture of things. And then I went a bit on all the websites from each party, talk to people around me who are from different party. They all told me, oh, come join us. You will see that it will be great. And I never found the real place where I was fitting. And so then I heard about the Pirate Party in Switzerland. So I was actively looking for following it, let's say. Huh? I saw the Pirate Party in Switzerland, starting off in Zurich. I say, wow, from Geneva, a bit far away, to spend some time there. A bit difficult still. So I was still following up. And at one point, I started to see that on the forums, there were some French-speaking people who started to talk about it. And so at one point, I said, well, let's just do it. And I went again on the website, read all the material, and I said, well, this is exactly what I'm done for. You know, this is exactly what I'm thinking, and this is my place. So I signed up. And a couple of weeks or months later, we had the first session in Geneva for the grounding of the Geneva section. So I went and presented myself as a member of the committee and was elected. So it started there. So now I'm vice president of the Pirate Party in Geneva. And I led the election of 2011 for the Federal Council for Geneva. We made almost 1%. With only a couple of stands and 3 to 10 active people. We got a lot of positive feedback in terms of people who were doing smart vote again and were very close to us. A lot of people coming to say to us, yeah, that's really interesting what you're doing. But also a lot of people saying, well, I like your ideas. I'm fully 100% with you, but you don't have any chance, so I'm not going to vote for you. And so I understood that there needs to be a lot of work still to be done. And I think there is a lot of work also on the national level so that there is awareness. I think we have something strong there with the Pirate Party, that it's a national and also international party. People are quite impressed when we tell them that we have Pirate Party in 40 countries. Not many Swiss parties can say this.
Also that in Geneva, you made a fantastic result. As 1% is huge. Only Basel made 1.8%, but that's our greatest results we ever had. So we can't point that enough out.
Yeah, and I think that the 1% was just being there. Basically, because we didn't do much, we were almost the last one in the number of lists. We were behind on many things, like for the stands, we were the last one to kick in the game because we had to learn where to ask for a stand, these kind of things. And so basically, we just came in Geneva, we say, hey, Pirate Party is here. That's it. And we got 1%. So it means that there is really a ground to start something in Geneva. It's a bit natural because it's a city. It's very international, very open to new technologies. There's a lot of centers around like the CERN. So people travel a lot. They're always on social networks. So everything that is related to the information society is quite people are sensible to it. And the other aspect is that Geneva politics is not very interesting in terms of people, in terms of the parties which are here. You have two big parties which are merging together, liberals and radicals, which maybe works out in the rest of Switzerland, but in Geneva it's not working, so people not satisfied. There is a lot of naysayers, so people who, of course, are afraid, and there is a strong local party, which is called MCG, which is, let's say, anti-everything. You know, they're against the foreigners, they're against the change, and against everything. But they're the only one who provide a real no and a real opposition. And then the Pirate Party comes and says, we provide opposition also. We provide some other ideas. But we don't say no, we say yes. And that's quite surprising also for people. They're like, oh, you can be against the other parties by saying yes. Yes, yes, you can. Oh, okay. And you can propose positive ideas. You know?
Yeah, that's a good strategy. Let's go back to the topic of the National Council of the Pirate Party. What post do you aim to get in the National Council?
So I'm aiming to be vice president. one of the vice presidents, because the idea is to have several ones.
So you are aiming more for the strategic part of the committee. Can you explain why? What are your main goals that you want to achieve in strategic or in a thematic point of view?
I think one of the most important things for me is we just had the first biggest election. Now we will have about 2 years, which are much more calmer, let's say, with some local elections. So one of in Canton Vaud is just coming now, and in Fribourg also. But on the national level, it will be really a time where we need to build up the party to a next level, I would say. We managed to now to have a party which is quite big, 1,700 members. We have one part of a foot in the National Council, with Denis being invited. We have one elected member in Winterthur. Now we have to be able to support more candidates in the next election and to be much more present everywhere, so that when people, they see someone from the Pirate Party, they say, well, that's an established party now. It's a party that you're going to listen. And it is already the case, but only on certain thematics. People don't ask this question on other things. I mean, media doesn't ask this. That's part of the Swiss politics. I think if we want to pirate the Swiss democracy, there are some items where we have to learn from the others. And we have to become a party which is respected and which is known by everyone, even in the small villages. They need to see that there's a guy from the Pirate Party there. And to do this, we should be able to support them, you know, to give them content, to give them even material, things like this. My aim, of course, will be a bit more focusing on building also the language material. Now, I think that the Swiss-German part made a big, big work. There's a lot of documentation, a lot of material in Swiss-German. We still need to develop this in the French part. And we need to also build some more connection between the canton. Now everyone has a small team doing things on their side. We know each other, it's okay, but we need to build this more. And having a couple of people, both in the strategic and in the organization part of the committee, which are from the Roman part, will definitely help in organizing this, making us very strong. Because I definitely think that, well, Geneva for sure, but even Vaud, we'll see with the result next month. But I'm sure that there is also ground in Lausanne and for the Pirate Party.
You are talking about the language gap in a certain way. Can you perhaps explain us how do you see it? What is the situation now from your point of view between the two main languages in Switzerland?
I think that how a lot of pirates work is by building up on each other's content. We like to share, and when someone has a good idea, a good suggestion, we like to build on it and not to redo it again. And I don't see that much this happening between the Roman and the Swiss-German. So I feel we have to recreate a lot of things because we cannot go correctly on all the material which is in German. That's a bit sad. So we need to find key people who are able to speak both languages, who can make the linking between the two. And also in terms of organization, if you put some mixture in the key organism like the committee, then you can create those kinds of links much more easily. Yeah, we don't want to redo everything when some good ideas are already done in the Swiss-German part.
So you're talking about a kind of a cross-language visibility of work we are doing. So we see what each other of the Pirate Party is doing and how to use it for, let's say, for Geneva or for Basel or for Zurich.
Yeah, and vice versa, of course. Yeah.
Another question, of course, are there certain political topics that are very important for you?
One of the important points I want to work on is how to use our collective intelligence, which is so powerful, and to use it for our democracy. So we have a very modern, I think, even though it's one of the oldest system, but we have one of the most modern system, which is the most adapted to the information society, which is a direct democracy. But we are missing one point, which is the participative democracy. So I would like to see much more people involved in actually contributing to the fabrication of all the regulations and law. I think there is a huge amount of energy and of resources which is available in everyone. And I think that we still have to find a way how, of course. And we will be a bit front runner on this one, because in other countries, the Pirate Party will just try to put the direct democracy in place, which we already have. To achieve this, I think we need to also, on the internal side of the party, we need to promote direct democracy and participative democracy as much as we can to make it really a way of working. So for now, we have the spirit. Everyone agrees that that's the way how we work. And in our General Assembly, we work like this. It has to be a bit more easier for a member to be able to participate in all the debates. You have the language barrier, you have the tools which are a bit difficult. And once we develop this, we can really use this as an example to others. I'm always laughing when I see in other parties that they live in a democracy, in a direct democracy, but the system they are working in, their own party is not democratic. And again, there is a lot of parties like this, left or right wing. So that will be like a big aim. It's in every part that we are going to touch is how we can make sure that we use the collective intelligence that we all have. I'm going to use an example of a topic that a pirate doesn't usually like to hear. It's security. I mean, physical security. Switzerland is quite a safe country, but if you talk to the people in the streets and if you understand, security is a concern. You know, people, they talk a lot about security. Oh, someone was stabbed last night. I was robbed last night, and so on. And what you see is that there is a lot of discussion going on. There is a lot of ideas, good and bad. There is a lot of effort, mind effort from all the population to try to understand problem that of security that we have in our country. And at the same time, you have a system which is made out of police and all kind of forces, which is completely professional, completely cut from the population and does not use all this energy which is used. So this is a kind of place where I think we have to find how to use that collective intelligence. And once we use it, then maybe we will find out that people are more concerned and then we'll better respect or regard the whole security and maybe the police force in a different way than they are doing now, which is basically police is not doing their job or they're not doing enough.
Another question is, how many time do you think you can invest in the work of a national committee member?
I have a job like I hope everyone at my age has, 40 hours a week, so it's a full job. But I spend quite much time already now with the Pirate Party for Geneva, and I'm helping here and there on some things for the Swiss Party. Roughly, I think I already spend 10 to 15 hours a week. And this was more during the elections, and I'm lucky to have a job which gives me quite much freedom in terms of for an interview. I can easily take off some moments for this kind of ad hoc activity.
Yeah, but you are happy with the time you're spending for the Pirate Party. It isn't that you think it's too much for you.
Oh, no, it's not too much for me. No, absolutely not. Well, I still need to find, of course, balance between my family and my Pirate Party and the rest and my job. But I think for now it's quite a good balance. Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much for this interview. I wish you a lot of luck and I wish you a lot of success in hopefully in your future position of national committee member. Thank you very much, Alexis Roussel.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.